Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, in today's gospel story, we meet another man who comes into Jesus' life. All right? Now, the man we meet today isn't Philip or Nathaniel. It's not Simon or Andrew or James or John. In fact, this man confronts Jesus as he is teaching in that synagogue. And he confronts Jesus by asking an amazing question. What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? What have you to do with us? That's a great question. Now, first things first. As the story begins, Jesus and his disciples travel to Capernaum. And on Sabbath, Jesus goes into the synagogue and he teaches. Now, as we read the Gospels, we discover that that's a real common thing for Jesus to do. Jesus wants to connect with the people, and as a Jew, going to synagogue is as normal and ordinary as you can get. It's like us going to a different church when you're off on vacation. So Jesus enters the synagogue in Capernaum, and he teaches, and the gospel tells us that he astounds the gathered congregation. Why? It's a good question. Mark says Jesus taught as one having authority. Now, there are lots of commentators that I have read who tell us that typical of synagogue teaching in Jesus' day would have been filled with quotes from famous rabbis and various Midrash and Talmud. They would have said, well, Rabbi Hillel says this, and Rabbi Kushner says this, but Rabbi so-and-so says this, and so here we are. It seems, though, that Jesus spoke from his heart, and he didn't bother quoting anyone else. Jesus spoke from his heart to the hearts of the audience. He taught of God's love for them and for all creation. He taught of our need to help and our need to serve those who are without. Jesus saw the audience and he spoke to them where they were and astounded them. This was new teaching. And that didn't just mean that it was novel or it was recent. This was unprecedented. That's the kind of new we're talking about. This Jesus saw them, knew them, loved them, and then called them to lives of love and service. What have you to do with us, indeed? So now into this crowd of astounded people enters this man that we meet. This man, Mark tells us, has an unclean spirit, and he interrupts everything. Out of this crowd of people falling all over each other to speak to Jesus and to thank him for being there, comes a man who is yelling at Jesus instead. Now, there are a number of ways that we can understand that unclean spirit that possesses this man. It can truly be a spirit or a demon, which is our first reaction. It also could be that he is mentally ill. It also could be that he's just that grumpy, upset, and grouchy fellow that nobody ever really wants to talk to. Regardless of how you want to interpret that unclean spirit, the question asked is still compelling. What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Now, if he's just grumpy and upset, what's Jesus going to do about it? If he's mentally ill, what's Jesus going to do about it? And if he really is possessed, what's Jesus going to do about it? Well, Jesus does what Jesus does. He sees that man as a brother, a fellow child of God, and Jesus helps him. What does Jesus have to do? Jesus gets to help the man. He calms him down. He casts out that spirit. Jesus welcomes that man into the real conversation. Now, Jesus didn't invite that man to follow like he did to Philip or to Andrew. And he didn't amaze him like he did that ornery Nathaniel who was talking about what good can come out of Nazareth. Jesus saw this man and helped him. Jesus has been teaching about God's love, and now he shows that love to this man. This is the authority that the crowd begins to laud at the end of our reading. It's also what drives Jesus' fame throughout all of Galilee, which I don't really believe Jesus was all that interested in. But while Jesus may not have spoken an invitation, Jesus was still hoping that the crowd and this man would follow as children of God and go into their worlds, caring for and serving the people around them. It's what Jesus does to all of us as well. We are called, invited, encouraged to follow our Lord as he shows us how to live the love of God that comes to all of us. From the first time to the 57th time, Jesus sees us as sisters and brothers, and he shows us the powerful love of God. Then Jesus goes before us into the world, showing us those who need that same love from God through us. Sometimes they have unclean spirits. Jesus wants us to see them and help them as we are able. Sometimes they hunger for knowledge or just for lunch, and Jesus still wants us to help them as we are able. Sometimes the help we have for them becomes help for us as well, and Jesus still wants us to help as we are able. Jesus shows us the power of God's love today, from simply teaching from the heart to calming a troubled mind and spirit for a child of God. Jesus shows us that God cares, that God always cares, even for the likes of us. What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Everything. Jesus has everything to do with us. He wants to teach us, help us, show us, care for us, lead us into situations where we get to teach or help or care for others. For Jesus, the time is always fulfilled and the kingdom of God is always at hand. Jesus is encouraging us to see those truths, as well as to see the people around us as allies and helpers, or else those who need the love and the presence of God from us. Jesus comes to church every week, and we get to sit at the feet of Jesus and learn from him. We get to follow Jesus into the world, seeing the people around us as Jesus sees them. We can do all these things when we allow God's love to fill us. We get to do all of these things as we hear Jesus' invitation to follow. Jesus wants to be part of our lives. God wants to be part of our lives. Jesus wants to share God's love and then wants us to share God's love however we can. That's why he's inviting us. What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Jesus is our Lord and Savior, our Redeemer, our Teacher, our Friend. Jesus gives us the full picture of what God is like and shows us that power, true power from God, is lived through service and love. That's what Jesus has to do with us. That's what Jesus is showing us. That's the life that Jesus is trying to inspire us to. Let us follow our Lord and walk into God's future in love. Amen.